Chapter 2. Rules That Change the Rules. Everything popular is wrong. I can't give you a surefire formula for success, but I can give you a formula for failure. Try to please everybody all the time. Herbert Bayard Swope, American editor and journalist, first recipient of the Pulitzer Prize. Everything popular is wrong. Oscar Wilde, The Importance of Being Earnest. Beating the game, not playing the game. In 1999, sometime after quitting my second unfulfilling job and eating peanut butter sandwiches for comfort, I won the gold medal at the Chinese Kickboxing National Championships. It wasn't because I was good at punching and kicking, God forbid. That seemed a bit dangerous considering I did it on a dare and had 4 weeks of preparation. Besides, I have a watermelon head. It's a big target. I won by reading the rules and looking for loopholes, of which there were two. One, weigh-ins were the day prior to competition. Using dehydration techniques I now teach to elite powerlifters, I lost 28 pounds in 18 hours, weighed in at 165 pounds, and then hyperhydrated back to 193 pounds. Most people will assume this type of weight manipulation is impossible, so I've provided sample photographs at www.4hourworkweek.com. Do not try this at home. I did it all under medical supervision. It's hard to fight someone from three weight classes above you. Poor little guys. Two, there was a technicality in the fine print. If one combatant fell off the elevated platform three times in a single round, his opponent won by default. I decided to use this technicality as my single technique and just push people off. As you might imagine, this did not make the judges the happiest Chinese I've ever seen. The result? I won all of my matches by technical knockout, TKO, and went home national champion, something 99% of those with 5 to 10 years of experience had been unable to do. Challenging the status quo versus being stupid. Most people walk down the street on their legs. Does that mean I walk down the street on my hands? Do I wear my underwear outside of my pants in the name of being different? Not usually, no. Then again, walking on my legs and keeping my thong on the inside have worked just fine thus far. I don't fix it if it isn't broken. Different is better when it is more effective or more fun. If everyone is defining a problem or solving it one way and the results are subpar, this is the time to ask, what if I did the opposite? Don't follow a model that doesn't work. If the recipe sucks, it doesn't matter how good a cook you are. When I was in data storage sales, my first gig out of college, I realized that most cold calls didn't get to the intended person for one reason: gatekeepers. If I simply made all my calls from 8 to 8:30 a.m. and 6 to 6:30 p.m. for a total of 1 hour, I was able to avoid secretaries and book more than twice as many meetings as the senior sales executives who called from 9 to 5. In other words, I got twice the results for an eighth of the time.